Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
No doubt it's that 200th episode of In the Moment. Let's go! Episode 200.
Hey.
Katie?
Uh-huh.
What do you have to tell us about gummies?
I'm tired.
Huh?
Of...
What?
I turned 30.
Yeah, you
right?
did. And took a fireball.
And immediately,
yep.
My mother turned into my child and the roles were reversed.
That's kind of how it works. Tell us about your experience.
I fucking hate this.
What happened? This or your mom?
My mom. No,
wait,
I love her.
I set you up. And you fell for it. No, don't hate your mom. I love your mom.
I don't hate her because hate is a strong word. No. I felt some type of way.
What happened?
Okay? But I came home after a night of what 30-year-olds should be doing. We should be living our
life. You don't even know what 30-year-olds should be doing. You've been 30 for 5 days.
I know what my mom did when she was 30.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And she was having a good time.
What happened?
And then she had a kid. I don't have a kid at this age, so I should have an extra good time.
Yeah, because you wasn't there to ruin your life like you was there to ruin hers.
Exactly.
Right.
All right? So when I come home, I'm not expecting to come home to a 5-year-old like my mom did. No. I'm coming home to my bed.
Yes.
I come home, and I go check on my mom because she's still up. And I came home late, y'all. And when I mean, it's like past midnight.
We talking, okay. All right.
And I walk into my mother's room. And she's
just to check on her?
She's fanning herself.
Oh.
She's like, Katie, the last 2 hours, I don't know what's going on.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, Mom, what are you talking about? I'm high as shit.
Well, I wasn't expecting that. I saw menopause coming. I didn't see I'm high as shit coming.
And I'm like, Mom, how are you high? Right? Now, mind you, my mother, she has a hard time going to sleep.
Fair.
And so... I decided to go to where the state we live in, CBD it's legal, right? So I went to the Georgia Hemp Company and they have CBD gummies mm-hmm. that can help you go to sleep. And it's legal. It's not THC in it. It's
right.
CBD.
Mm-hmm.
She talking about, I ate too many. I'm like, Mom, what do you mean? On the back of the bottle, it says eat one or half to help you go to sleep.
Right. One or half.
She had 5.
No, she ain't had no 5.
She had 5.
I don't know how one or half get to 5.
She ate 5. I looked at the bottle. The bottle was half empty.
Why she did that?
She's like, Katie, it wasn't working. Now, mind you, this isn't her first rodeo with it. She had tried it days before where she only had like a gummy.
And it worked?
It worked. She's like, that's perfect. That's just right amount I needed to go to sleep. I don't know what she was on this day. But she ate 5 gummies in a row, Mo, and she was on one. I'm talking about fanning. The fan was going. Her hand, she picked up a piece of mail and was fanning.
Oh my God.
She's like, Katie, I can't go to sleep. I'm just trying to, like, wear this off. I'm like, who told you? I grabbed the bottle. I was like, you are a child.
Yes. You can't leave her with anything. See? Now you're 30. The roles are reversing, and now you're a parent. That's how it goes.
But it's not like weed. It's CBD.
You know, and this is your fault. It is. This is your fault. Why'd
How?
You? Because, all right, you gave it to your mama and you did not give her the disclaimer of sometime it takes a while for it to kick in. She probably has no experience with this, mostly because this wasn't out when she was a youngin'. And you didn't sit there and give her the full disclaimer of if it hasn't kicked in yet, give it another 30 minutes.
Now, I would say you are right, except we have a cousin. And my mother said, she walked me through the steps.
And you believe that?
Yes.
It's your whole mother, Gator. You ain't do your due diligence to make sure your mama knew what time it was.
I didn't think her cousin was going to lead her astray and tell her to take 5 gummies.
Yeah, you
and my mama's having a panic attack when I get home after a night of turning up, and now I'm drunk as shit, and she high as shit. What do I do?
Yo, imagine going home, and you drunk as hell. All you want to do is go to sleep because you've been out partying, and your mom is fanning herself, sweating from head to toe, talking about I'm high as hell. Welcome to 30. Well, that's what it feels like. Why did she do that?
I don't know.
She, like, one of them gonna work. At some point, I'm gonna be asleep. Little did she know, she up for 3 days straight now. Because you done reversed it.
Reverse Uno. Yeah. She's traumatized now. It's just when she said 5, I looked at her like she was stupid. I was like, 5?
Oh, my God.
You ate 5 in a row?
5 is crazy.
And you're panicking?
She should be.
And wondering why you're hot as fuck?
Oh, my God.
And can't go to sleep at midnight?
Yo, remember when you was younger and your parents used to always say, I'm not your friend?
Yeah.
And then when you become 30, all of a sudden, they want to figure out why they can't be your friend. That's how it changes.
Yeah.
Not only are you her best friend now, you're her mom daughter.
Yeah.
You're a mortar. Welcome to 30, Katie.
Yikes.
And to y'all, welcome to In the Moment.
I'm in the moment. Stay in the moment. Yeah. Hey.
Episode 200, there's a moment in everything, and everything is a moment. We talk about the comedy in it all. If this is your first time, welcome to the funniest podcast you have never heard. I'm your new favorite comedian, Mo Mitchell, your money back. My sidekick, Katie, is with me. Shout out to all our regular listeners and our new listeners.
Episode 200.
Hey, it's a celebration. And only... Only during a celebration are we supposed to have the only voice of the streets.
Mm.
You might have heard him in the streets.
Ooh.
You might have heard him in Harlem.
Ooh.
You might have heard him on any award shows.
Where he at?
I don't even know which award show. He's been on all of them.
Mm.
You might have heard him during Black History Month.
Okay.
You might have heard him during Juneteenth.
Okay.
You might have heard him at a country near you that you've never been to.
Yeah.
You might have seen him in between the sheets of your girl house trying to figure out how he got there.
What?
That's not his fault.
Oh. Okay.
You might have seen him at JR Crickets.
Oh.
You it's a lot. You might have seen him DJing at your local Macy's.
Yeah.
It's a lot of places you might have seen him, but you have certainly heard about him here on In the Moment, voice of In the Moment, one of me and Katie's best friends in the world.
Hey.
Here live once again by popular demand, Key Will Voice.
Hey. Hey, 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 hey.
What's up, bro?
What up, what up, what up, what up with it, though?
It's nice to have you back.
I'm happy to be back. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Yo,
it's amazing.
We had a great episode the first time. We figured, why not do it again and celebrate the 200th?
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, we did it on a slow news week. Nothing is going on out here. Not a thing. Not a damn thing is going on.
Not a ditty.
Whatever will we talk about?
Huh?
I have no clue. I guess we're going to have to dance around this one. Diddy bop, if you will.
No, it's all love.
Listen, it's all love. We got to talk about Mr. Take That and what exactly he meant by take that.
Mm.
And Keon is here, so he has a cheating story that I'm certain is unlike anything you have ever heard in your life. That's a true fact.
It's pretty wild.
And he'll also tell you what he was doing at those private Diddy parties that he pulled up in. Don't you worry about. That's the only reason we brought him in, folks. We want to give
private parties.
We brought the
fly.
Wait, you know he worked for Revolt. Stop playing with him. Stop playing with him.
Carisha, please.
Okay. No, because Keon, please was the first show they was gonna work on, but it didn't work out. So now they went with Carisha, please. But he got the keys to the insight.
Mm.
And we about to try to get it all.
I don't have any keys.
Yeah. Oh, now you not Cali?
No.
Now all of a sudden?
We not the best?
No.
His voice changed and everything. You heard him?
No.
He had a regular voice.
I don't have any keys.
All right. Yo, we got so much to cover. We ain't got no more time to waste. Let's get into it and tell him why I'm mad.
Tell him why you're mad, Mo. Let's go.
Stress been on my head. Why they test my feet? I'm just trying to get through.
All right, yo. To the youth, or whoever else be saying it, can we get rid of kills? Do y'all know that? And I can't wait for women to stop sleeping with these bozos and to really, like, get a grip. Because do you know that young men refer to sex as kills now? Do y'all know this?
Like, how many bodies you killed off? Like,
it's kills.
Headshot.
Chilling with my nephew the other day. He had his little friends over. I heard them talking. They was talking about, yo, did you kill? So I put my ear to the door. Kill who? What are we talking about, right? These kids are in high school. Mm-hmm. Who'd you kill? Did you kill? Yo, yeah, I killed. Yo, you kill. I wanted to kill. I never killed. How many kills you got? Mind you, they not playing Call of Duty. So who you killed? I then learned, because I pulled my nephew to the side, say, yo, you need a lawyer? Because you all right? He's like, what are you talking about? I was like, what's this kill stuff y'all talking about? It's Call of Duty? Oh, you heard that? Yeah, I heard it. Oh, nah, I've been young before, nephew. I'm not going to tell your dad. What happened? You talking about girls. I said, you killed him? Nah, he's laughing. Nah, I didn't kill him. He just, you know. Nah, I don't know. No, I don't know. No, feel me doing the key on. You know. No, I don't know. These young boys refer to being with a woman, the experience of being with a woman, as kill.
That's terrible.
Y'all don't know this?
I didn't know that.
For real?
I didn't know that, no.
They call it kills today.
Damn.
Referring to bodies.
Why can't we just say bodies?
Well, technically, if you think about it, they call bodies the same if you're an actual killer.
But no, because how I think of it is a body is at least that person is still alive, a kill.
That's what they say. They're not saying smashed anymore. Well, because none of the words were ever truly, like, flattering.
No, they never have been.
Right? Like
skins. Yeah. Smash.
Yeah. What else? What else they say?
Skins.
You don't know about skins?
No.
You didn't beat the skins? You didn't get the skins?
I know smash.
Got the beats. That's one.
Bodies. Jump off.
Knocked it down. Jumped off. None of them are flattering. Like, we don't. Yeah. There's no flattering
Boxed.
Way. Yes, got my rocks off.
Yeah. Oh, get your rocks off. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, why is there no flattering way to say I engaged with a young lady? Like, that's corny to say that as the youth.
I engaged.
Like,
engaged.
Think about it. There's no.
No, because engaged leads to engagement. Like, that's.
Oh, you don't want that. You want to have some fun. See?
They can say related.
I what? Related with her.
No. That means you're related to that person. See? I'm going to find a hole in everything you say. Go ahead.
But people say relations.
We had relations.
Yeah. That's not a bad one. We had relations.
Yeah.
Right? Because you can't say we made love because who does that anymore?
Love.
Right? Apparently, we don't wait for that anymore.
Okay, that's not true.
Look, Katie don't want to play this game. No, you said it last week loud and clear. You didn't yell, I want to make love. You didn't say that.
You're right. I didn't say that.
You said, I'm trying to kill something.
Damn.
Katie, that's not what you said.
But also build. At the end, I said,
kill and build.
I want to kill and build.
All right.
The old
call
K&B.
It Kill Bill.
Yo, what? Is that the way we're going to start saying that?
Kill Bill.
That we laid down with somebody? Yo, did you kill Bill?
Yeah, son.
Yo, Bill. Yo, let me tell you something. Bill dead. You know what I'm talking about? Yo, William didn't make it. I'll tell you something right now. Richard met Bill. Yo, for real. Can we stop this?
That's got to go.
They used to say scraped. Yo, you scraped that?
Yo, I don't remember scraped.
That makes sense, though.
I'm not going to lie.
Like, you scraped that?
Why does that make sense, Katie?
Like the end of your plate when you ate it all?
When you left no crumbs?
Yeah, you scraped.
You scraped?
You scraped all that.
I wonder how women feel sometimes to hear the way that men speak about having experiences.
Terrible.
Well, then, like, because I would stop. You're not going to run around telling people you scraped me, you killed me, you smashed me, you kill-billed me. You're not going to do that.
So those what do women who care say? Don't.
Yeah, what women do women say? When y'all get together and y'all in y'all group and you say, you know what I mean, it went down. How do y'all say that?
Last night, we hooked up.
Okay, hooked
we
up.
We had a moment.
We had a moment. Yo, we can't say that as men, right? No. I can't come to you and say, yo, Key, me and Keisha had a moment.
I'll be looking at you like, what?
What?
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Right. Or someone would just say, like, you know, we had sex. Or, like, or he put it down.
He put it down.
He put it down.
Okay.
Did he kill it?
Because if you're still alive, apparently, nothing happened. If she walks out the room and she's healthy, your dick is trash. That's what the youth is saying.
He laid it down.
He laid it. That's different than put it?
Mm-hmm.
If he laid it. Okay.
If he laid it down, I mean he had a slong.
Okay. What happens if he was trash, if he was cheeks?
He tried?
He tried.
He showed up? He was there.
Yep.
He was present. He was present.
Some women would just be like, I ain't feel nothing. That's it.
Yo, I've heard women say that about their past. How is that happening? You don't feel nothing. Like, I've heard women say, I wasn't even there.
Yep.
That's a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is that like? How do you explain that to a man? Like, explain it to us like we're three.
Okay. If a woman is saying that he wasn't there, he didn't show up, that means somehow, whatever he was working with, she felt nothing that gave her pleasure. She may have felt something, an effort, but there was nothing. Like, I've been in a situation where it was like, they tried.
Like, you don't feel, because I think it's difficult for men to understand, honestly, because even if it's not the best, for us, it's like, you get to the finish line.
So for me, uh-huh. I'll say this.
Okay.
I was in a situation where, I think it may be different because it was with a woman and she tried. And what I mean by she tried is that she tried to insert toys into the situation. But one of them, she just rammed in me. She and I was like,
damn,
God,
wow. Yeah. I was a little aggressive with it, with the toys.
That there was no pleasure. It was more, girl.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Why are you ramming something?
See, but she still has an excuse because she can blame the toy and say the toy malfunctioned. Men don't have that.
No.
That's your toy.
It was a handheld toy.
For real?
That was her toy.
And you ain't feel nothing. It's like it happened, but it didn't happen.
It was just like, no. Now, I don't understand. The one thing I truly don't understand is when a woman says that she's getting mouth favors, right? And I've heard this time and time again where a woman has said that she's received mouth favors from a guy and she didn't feel anything. So I'm like, what the fuck was he licking?
Right.
I still don't understand that to this day. I've never dealt with something like that where someone was mouth favors and I didn't feel something.
Like, how is this?
I'm like, was he in the wrong crevice?
As a man, tell us about an experience where you was just present.
Where I was just present?
Yeah, where
I'll tell you about an experience.
Where she would walk away and tell her girlfriends that he tried.
Well, I do have an experience with that.
Oh, you do?
I do. So I was hanging out one night with my friend and a couple of us hanging out. And my boy ended up going in the bathroom with one of our female friends. And when he came out, he was covered in sweat. Like, I mean,
he went to work.
His shirt was drenched.
Right.
And we were looking at him like, yo, what's going on? He was like, yeah, man, I put it down. I was like, yo, oh my God.
Yeah,
I'm
giving him five. Yeah.
So she comes out and she looks at us.
She ain't got a drop of sweat on her.
She looks at us and she rolls her eyes.
Oh, no.
And so I sit down on the couch next to her and I'm just like, so, had a time.
Uh-huh.
How was it?
Yeah.
She was like, how was what?
Oh.
She was like, he didn't touch anything.
Oh.
I was like, what do you mean? She was like, it was all legs.
Wait, what?
He was humping her legs.
He didn't. No, he never. No, Key, stop. No, come on, son.
I'm serious.
No, stop.
I'm serious.
He never inserted.
No.
No, come on.
He thought he did, but he didn't.
He never entered the party?
No.
They stopped him at the door?
They stopped him at the door.
What Chris Brown said? You can't even get in. Wait, no way.
Yeah.
And wait, he came out sweating.
He was drenched.
Wait, he finished?
He finished.
If that's not a dog, I don't know what it is. Because dogs do that. That's a dog. A literal definition.
A dirty dog.
Well, half of y'all think men be dogs.
He's a dirty dog.
But you know, like a dog will think that they doing something to a stuffed animal, and they really not. Like, that's what he...
I have so many questions about this. So he in there huffing and puffing.
Oh, man, he came out...
Wait, why did she never stop him?
He's out of breath. That's my question. Why didn't she go, "Ayo, my man"?
She didn't want to embarrass him.
Nah, that's the time to hit the little...
When she came out and rolled her eyes, and he was in a pool of sweat?
Yeah.
Embarrassed? Like, she was going to do it anyway. She let this happen?
She let it happen.
I have so many questions, because what crevice was he putting that in, right?
She said
that
it was between the thighs.
Right with it? Yeah. Yeah, up in there. You know what I mean? That boy felt some warmth and said, "This'll do."
No.
That's it. This is what the doctor ordered.
That's the feeling.
This is it.
Wait, he couldn't wait to come outside and high five y'all, neither.
No, he couldn't.
Y'all did the 85 Chicago Bears celebration.
Yeah. Wait. You're not about to hump my thigh for that long.
I don't think it was long. I don't think it was that long. Okay.
Something tells me it didn't take. Something tells me.
I don't think it was that long.
All right, don't worry about it.
Two pumps right. And out.
All right, forget it. That boy was pumps and a bump. Wait, don't worry about it. Forget it. Hey, just stop. Stop referring to laying down with women as kills. That's cool.
That's bad. Stay tuned for another episode of In the Moment with their host Mo and co-host Katie.